All right, Shavuos, and good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up on page Shin Tzadik Beis. Kamtsonos. Kamtsonos. Kamtsonos literally means stinginess. Stinginess. A kamtson means someone who's a miser or who's stingy. Hakamtsonos hi mida ra'a v'achzoris mo'od. Stinginess is a terrible mida. Ha'adam hakamtson. So we're going to discuss, by the way, different forms of stinginess. The first form of stinginess, of course, he's going to talk about is financial stinginess. Ha'adam ha-kamson, person who's stingy, ohev es ha-kesef kolkach, ad-shelibo ato mirahargish es tsaro shalazulas. So someone who's stingy or someone who's a miser loves his money so much to the point that his heart is closed from feeling the pain of the other. Umachmazos, and as a result of that, who knowing Ba'ach Zorius, he conducts himself in a very cruel and indifferent fashion. And he does not have compassion upon his fellow human beings to come to their aid and to give them tzedakah. And the truth is, the interesting part is, the miser or the stingy individual does not even feel like he's cruel or indifferent. But often he feels justified in his stinginess. He feels justified in his miserly conduct. He says, "Ki avas hamamon ma'averes also." For the love of money often blinds him to the reality of who he is. Kimo shakasov ki ashochad ya'aver eni chachamim v'yisalif divrei tzadikim. Lachin hakamtsan hu b'derech klal sonu. That's why, again, in general, the kamtsan, right, the miser, is someone who's generally despised. V'chula makal l'moso. Everybody hates and curses the miser. Davar shebevaday ein amosif bracha l'chayv u'l'chaspo. And generally, if the entire community is cursing you, the entire community is unhappy with you, generally it does not contribute to your parnasa or to your longevity. Which, by the way, is an interesting idea that we've spoken about this in from a different perspective before, this idea that everyone hates the kamtson, because the truth is, the quality that people admire most in another is empathy and compassion. No one could fix every single problem. But when people see that you're compassionate, people see when you're empathic, people see that you care about their issues, that brings you closer to them. On the flip side, the miser, the stingy individual, literally cares about no one, because we know that mida of being a miser, that mida of being stingy, it's not just the pshat that I'm not going to give you my money. It's that I'm not giving you of myself. So I'm not going to give you of my money, and I'm not going to give you of my compassion. I'm not going to give you of my time, and I'm not going to give you of my feeling. That's what we're going to discuss, that there is a way that a person could go out and be free-flowing with their money, but could be very stingy and very miserly with a whole host of other things, which is the same midav kamtsanus. He says, yeshnam kamasugi kamtsanim. There are different types of misers. He says, yesh heim kamtsanim klape zarim, ava klape akrovim lohem heim lo kamtsanim. So the first category is individuals who are miserly or stingy, klape zarim. Klape zarim means to people outside of their immediate circle. But to their relatives, they're very generous. Okay, at least a person's generous to someone. Next category, veishlam lehefech, b'chutz heim pazranim, machumas sheim oevim kovod. Then there's the opposite. The opposite is the person who's publicly generous because he wants to covet. But in his own home, he's exceptionally stingy and miserly. Now again, remember, we're starting out, just as we're going through this, you'll keep in mind, we're starting out talking about miserkeit, you know, in its relationship to money. But we all know that a person could be very free-flowing with money, but could be a miser with his emotions, could be a miser with his time. So just in each of these categories, don't just look at it through money. We're going to apply it in all ways. Yeshem kamtan klape kulam. There are some people who are miserly for everyone, family, friends, people close, people far. He goes on, avala hanos atzmam, heimotziim kesef pekalus rabo, umifankim es atzmam. It's interesting, there's another category of people who are very miserly for everyone but themselves, right? I'm very stingy with everyone but myself. So for myself, I'm happy to take care of myself. I'm happy to pamper myself. But for everyone else, I'm not going to. And by the way, you know the great. Well, let's do one more category. V'yesh kamsanam l'kulam. And then there are people who are miserly and stingy for everyone. V'gam la'atzmam inam manichim lehanos mehamavon shebirshusam. They don't even allow themselves to enjoy the money that they have. Rak ogrim osa be'ezem makom. Right? They save it. Ogrim literally, they gather it. They gather it in one place. Ubasof hakol holech li'ibud. And at the end, either they lose it. O nishar la'achirim she'yehanu mimenu. Or you leave it for someone else to benefit from it. Which, by the way, is something very interesting. Because what the Mechaber over here is pointing out in this last category is really fascinating. Because you would think that someone who goes ahead and doesn't spend money on himself at all, but rather, what's his machshava? Sounds like a very Jewish machshava. What am I going to do? I'm saving everything for the kids. So the Mechaber says, that's also not good. Meaning, there's a concept, ultimately, again, of enjoying this world. And there's a concept of enjoying the money that you earned. And yes, you know, life is always this incredible balance between, on one hand, planning for your future, while at the same time enjoying your present. Anyone who puts too much emphasis on either one of those two sides of the equation leads a skewed life, right? If it's all about putting away for the future at the expense of the present, again, unless you're a Navi, you don't know what your future is. If it's all about living for the present and not doing anything for your future, then that's a shtickle irresponsible. So these are the different levels of kamsonim. These are the different types of miser-like behaviors. The Emperor says in the Chaver, he goes on. And by the way, I would venture to say, you know, the common denominator is, you know, the miser never thinks that he's a miser, right? No one ever says, I'm a miser. The miser always has, the Kamsan always has different ideologies or hashkafas as to why he lives the way he lives. Either it's because, you know, my money, I deserve to benefit from it. I need to keep it for my family, nothing for anyone else. No one deserves to go get a job. Whatever it is, in general, with negative midos, no one ever says they have a negative mida. Everyone always, you know, it's always interesting. No one has negative midos, negative character traits. What do people have? People have hashkafas. I always get it. It's my hashkafa. It's not negative trait. My hashkafa is you should get a job, right? My hashkafa is that the truth is this is mine. It's my hashkafa. The emotion gave it to me. Didn't give it to me. It's my hashkafa. So there's always that self-awareness enough to know what's a hashkafa and what's just a bad character trait. Shin sadik gimel zeshali midas hakamsonos sharsha bikfira shal kochi va'otzem yadi asli esachayalazem. So the Mechaber says, the Midah of Kamsonos, again, Rabbi Osei, again, I can't point out enough, we're not talking about in the realm of money. But as we're going to see, that the trait of being a miser is not limited at all to finances. A person could be generous with their money, but could be miserly with a whole host of other things. So Midah HaKamsonos, whenever a person is a miser, that is rooted in the fundamental failure of Kochi Va'otzem Yadi Asali Esachai Lazeh, where a person thinks that his accomplishments are his own. Kashera adam choshev shehu bekocho hisiges hakesef sheyeshlo. When a person begins to think that ultimately, again, so it's as a result of him, it's as a result of himself that he has acquired his money. Ve'im keinu shayach lo bilvad, and therefore, again, if I've acquired it, it's mine. It belongs to me. V'rotze lishmar oso liatzmo. And again, I have a right to keep it for myself. V'ino yodea shahashem hu shemoreshu ma'ashir. Yibon Hashem, of course, I have to put in my ishtatlus. But at the end of the day, it's Chodesh Baruch Hu who gives me or who doesn't give me. V'mashem rotze shielo kesef. Azai b'chol sheyotzi kesef. Tamid yela old kesef. Chodesh Baruch Hu wants you to have money, that if I'm generous, no matter how generous I am, obviously, even in halacha, there are caps on generosity. But if Hashem wants you to have money, then my giving of tzedakah, my being generous with the other, is not going to impact my means. So it's Rabbi Shabbat wants you to have money. There is no one who's going to be able to take that away from me if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it to be so. And if God doesn't want me to have money, then no matter how miserly I become, at the end of the day, I won't have more for myself. And whatever I try to do to preserve my wealth won't work. Even if you keep your money in 1,000 safes, Hashem yikach lo es hakesef. The Ribbon Shalom will take the money. So also I see the idea being that a person, unfortunately, who was plagued by the midah of kamsonos, by the midah of miserkeit, of being of miserliness, at the end of the day, fundamentally thinks that that which he has is his own. And what he has is because of him. And what he has is based on what he has generated. And he controls it. And he fundamentally lacks the understanding that, oh, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, I will say, with this we'll stop. But remember, this is also not just about money. This is not just about money. This is about everything I possess in life. Whatever I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I choose to keep it to myself, then when I'm not understanding... See, whenever you choose to keep something for yourself, Rabbi Osai, so by definition, the statement that you're making is what? Is what? It's mine. It's mine. I earned it. I did it. I accomplished it. It's mine. So therefore, again, if it's mine, I have the right to determine if I keep it or if I give it to you. And that is fundamentally flawed ideology. Hashkafa 101 is that everything I have in this world is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if I have it, there's only one reason I have it. I should say, there are two reasons I have it. What are the three reasons I have it? Number one, right. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. Good. That's why. So after that, now that I recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me, there are two reasons why I have it. Why do I have it? Right. So again, don't be so self-serving. Don't be so selfless. To enjoy it. I'm entitled to enjoy my matanas. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me money, I'm entitled to enjoy the money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me kochos. I'm entitled to enjoy those kochos. There's nothing wrong with that. But I also have that just as important is to use it for the other. Yeah, that's all. That's all. Again, we'll say, you know, Boshon doesn't ask us to be malachim. He doesn't ask us to be 1,000% selfless. He just asks us, I think, to be like 13% selfless. So go ahead, enjoy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you in this world. Enjoy it. But recognize that if he gave it to you, it's not just for you. It's for someone else as well. And therefore, when a person is a miser, be it a miser with his money, be it a miser with his abilities, with his kochos, with his God-given gifts and abilities, he's making the statement that this is mine. I did it. I accomplished it. I acquired it. And of course, that is fundamentally flawed. Only when a person takes the time to enjoy his God-given gifts, but also uses them to help others, does he recognize the role of the Ribbono Shel in those very gifts. So we'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem. I wanted to appoint, we're beginning tomorrow with a very important piece, which is, thank you, which is the Midah of Kamsanus as it applies in a marriage. Being a miser in the context of a marriage, I want to go on, it's not good, just in case you come late, right? It's not good, but we'll discuss how that has impact ultimately again on Shalom Bayis as well. All right, Shkoyach, we'll say.